All right, everybody, we are now on season 1, episode 4, and the topic today is understanding love and why we should. This first segment is going to go with different levels of love. Now, we are going to start with how I understand how love has been defined throughout the years of what I've seen, and I'm going to start with the lowest level, as I understand anyway, and then go to the highest level. The lowest level, from what I understand, is lust or passion.
Well, I guess I'm bottom level though, because lust is my favorite type of love.
Well, favorite may be one thing, okay?
I found out my true calling right away here.
That may be a, you know, what a lot of us pursue, and what a lot of us directly would want to have all the time.
You pursue know? Is so weak.
Pursue is weak?
Yeah, absolutely. Pursue is weak. You have to pursue, catch, and enjoy. There's a whole bunch of three.
Well, a lot of people do enjoy, you know, and I think that's why people mistake it for love.
Yeah.
You know, because when you are in a relationship, a lot of people mistake it because they connect, which is also the, you know, one of the next ones. Actually, it is the next one. When they connect with a person, especially sexually, they feel that they are in love. And this is a very... this can be a very big mistake, and even many psychologists can tell you this, that this can be something that can cause a lot of problems in a relationship and lead later on to failures in a relationship. So I would tell a lot of people to be very careful to not base their love on lust or passion.
What else is there?
What else is there?
You know, it's like...
We're going to get there.
Okay. Well, I just want to make sure. You know, are you good at sex, or are you better at cooking a hamburger? You know, which...
Yeah. Well, I mean, there is, you know, there's those two. But, you know, yeah, when you're, you know, looking in a relationship, you know, there's a whole host of things, you know, that, you know, a lot of people look for.
Yeah, well, I missed them all.
You know, were you the provider in all those things? Apparently not. But anyway,
yeah, man, not much of a cook.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to ask about the other thing. Anyway, too much information. Anyway,
not in the kitchen. Anyway,
yeah, that's like I said, too much information. And then, like I said, the next part that we're going to go to was emotion and connection. Again, this leads a lot of people to believing that they truly love one another without actually knowing them very well. They feel comfortable with a person because they have made some kind of connection and mistake it for true love. I've known, including myself, I've known several people who get into a relationship and very quickly, because they feel that they have made this connection with them, either get married or get...
mistake.
Very big mistake a lot of times.
Yep.
Because it becomes a financial burden on them if they do get, you know, married. You know, what are you going to do after you do that? And you really don't know the person.
Exactly.
You know.
Yep, exactly.
You have to really know the person before that, but...
Yeah, and sometimes it's necessary just to end that and move out of the comfort zone.
Yeah.
Very necessary.
Yeah. You know, but you also have to really, truly know a person before. I think a lot of people aren't, you know, wise enough, and I'm not sure if that's the correct word, that I'm really and wise enough to realize that they're making that mistake.
I think if they feel it's a mistake... They shouldn't go any farther with the relationship anyway.
But that's the whole point. They don't realize that they're, you know...
Yeah, love is blind.
Right. Well, but that's the whole point. It's not true love. You know, they say love is blind, but in this particular case, That's the excuse that they use. Well, like my own daughters, for instance, all three of them have had said the exact same thing. Oh, Dad, you can't say anything about my boyfriend because, love is blind, but I tell them it's like you don't understand, it's like, while love is blind, love has a lot of things that go with it, that blindness doesn't mean you just jump into a relationship and make this whole thing a
Well, that's what they do these days, Jay.
yeah.
They just, I'll tell you, G-May, I've seen it over and over and over again. A girl and a guy spend 5 minutes together. Next thing you know, they're in love.
They're in bed, they have a child coming, and it's like, automatically it's well, oh Dad, can I have money to, get married? And it's like it's not my baby, it's not, you are the one that formed this,
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
but then again, you don't want them going to abort that baby either,
Correct.
so this is a really a hard thing to deal with. Now this passes on now to the general or passive care for another person. And this is something that sometimes really bothers me about people. And they'll try to tell you that they really truly care about the earth or about people and everything like this because they're doing all these things. They're working at the city mission, or they're doing working at the food pantry, or they're picking up, trash at the beaches, because they care for the earth and, or they care for the people at these pantries and everything like this,
I have a dissenting opinion here when you get done on this.
right, but when it comes to the actual, and I'm gonna get to this actual, definition of true love. When it comes to the actual definition of true love, not a single one of them will actually put their life in the way of that definition.
Well,
Okay.
I'm not sure that like anybody working at the food pantries, I'm not sure they would have to put their lives on the line necessarily. Unless a pallet full of cling peaches fell on their head or something. It's not a I don't think it's a high risk job.
No, but they hold themselves higher than everybody else. And this is why, this is what I'm trying to say is like,
Okay,
I.
well, we really greatly appreciate these people and the job they do.
I do too. Don't get me wrong. And that's, that's like I said, just like the dudes that go, and the, girls that go, picking up trash at the beaches because they want to save the seals. I'm being serious here, but you go out there and everything like this, with a plastic straw and everything like this, they'll jump you because you've got a plastic straw, and because they think that they're higher than you are,
I've never experienced that.
Well, I'm just telling you, it's like I have actually had them happen.
Did you?
My daughter being part of one of the groups that does that, she's like, she downed me up one side and down the other, and it's like, Dad, how can you do this? And it's like, oh my
And
God.
this is from bringing a straw to the beach?
It was just, because we got in an argument one time that I had, it was not necessarily bringing a straw to the beach. It was actually, I was talking about going to a particular place, and then I was going to go to a lake, all right? And I was talking about, I was on the phone with her, texting and everything, just, and I said, I have to walk to a this one particular spot on the beach to throw my trash in it, and it got into this whole conversation about how at least I was responsible enough to put it into the trash and everything else like this, and you didn't leave your, what kind of straw are you using? And I mean, it was just like this whole thing. And it's like I was, you at the time frame, Cuomo hadn't put out the whole thing about using plastic straws yet, but where she was living, they did. Okay. And
So she wasn't in New York.
right, not yet. She was in California at the time.
I see.
And she, oh my God, I heard one side and down the other. She ripped me up, she's like, and I'm like, huh? It was like,
Didn't she have anything better to do?
Right. Well, that's the whole thing. It's like, apparently not.
Okay.
But this is the whole mind frame of our younger generations. Is like, they're better than you. They know better than you. This could be a whole nother subject, okay? And believe me, I could do that, but it will become so totally political, and which is what we want to stay away from. But anyway.
Yeah, but I never gave this subject a thought. Okay, now when the last time you and I, the crew, were up to Sylvan Beach, we went over to Genie's, we got a drink, we come out, we had drinks with us and straws, and never once did I give a seal a thought. It just didn't enter my mind. I mean, we were too much enjoying the sun and the view on the beach and the
Yeah,
view on the
love
water.
you.
Yeah. I don't want to make it sound like the TV show, The View, but yeah, I'm just saying we were having a good time, and I gave no thought whatsoever of having a plastic straw because it's going to affect a seal somewhere down the road. That didn't enter my mind at all. So maybe I'm thinking on the wrong path. I mean, I enjoyed the soda immensely, but other than that, I didn't give a thought of where a straw went. I mean, it went in the trash, obviously, when we were done with it, but where it goes after that, I've never tracked it.
From that point now is, they think that they're so great, and like I said, they wouldn't actually put themselves in a danger zone, okay? But this is what true love is actually, and this is why I say this is true love, according to numerous writings, the Bible being the most recognized. The highest level of love is as follows: greater love has no one than he who will lay down his life for a friend. Now, this is when anybody, and it doesn't necessarily define any particular person or
Or
feel,
gender or anything,
right? Anybody who would, put themselves in the way of danger to save somebody or help somebody in the way of danger is showing them true love.
I agree. People take these jobs, my son, for instance, which is currently in the process for the police department. I mean, I wish that he would pick another
Field.
yes, but he wouldn't be happy. He needs to do what everybody else needs to do, and that's in order to be happy and successful, you have to do what you like. And if that's what he likes, being shot at and spit on and chasing people, jumping over fences and having Molotov cocktails hauled at you. I mean, if this is what he enjoys, well, okay, well, it's going to be a source of constant worry for me. And I wish he would choose another field, but he's not going to do that, so I'm okay with that. Again, getting back to the food pantry, I mean, I don't think they ever have to worry about any of that.
No, but they, like I said, they kind of like they almost take the attitude of that, that they're doing something that, is at that level because they're giving so much away for the lower
Well,
thing.
I can see them feeling good about what they're doing. But I just don't think the risk factor is there
Right,
as
that's
well.
exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And with that, we're gonna go ahead and break this up at the moment, and we will get ready for our next part of this episode.
Yes, we will. And I'm Magic Mike, and we're gonna take a short pause for the cause.
Okay, and MG man, we will see you in this next segment.
Thank you.
Hey everybody, this is Magic Mike.
And this is G-Man. And this is season 1, episode 4. The topic is understanding love and why we should. The second segment, who of us display this true love the most often? Now, I'm sure for some of us, we can look to our parents.
That's the given.
First off, they provide for us and ensure that we are protected. And second, they speak for us when we don't know what to say. And that, you know, that's just a general. Now, I see that general mainly because things have changed over the years. When we grew up, we can look at our parents.
They've changed, but not for the better.
Over the years, we've seen the change to a more single parent mode. And it becomes harder for some of our parents to...
Yeah, I'm in that mode. I'm in the single parent mode.
So it's hard for the parents to be there for their children. But we still have to look at our parents as being the one who loves you the most often. Going for the next one is for some of us, we are lucky enough to have friends and neighbors who love and care for and about us.
Yes. And we are very lucky.
Now, I can say Magic, for instance, is right across the street from me. We share a very wonderful relationship back and forth here. We've worked together. I wouldn't choose anybody to do this show with, just because of the fact that we know each other any better.
Yeah, well, thank you, Jimmy. And I don't think I would do it with anyone else. I'm long retired from broadcasting, and when you first brought up the subject of producing these podcasts, I gave it some thought, and I ended up saying yes, basically because who I was doing it with.
Well, it was for me being a musician, and unfortunately with COVID being around, it makes it very hard to be a musician, even for the big musicians. I mean, I'm not a person who's ever been playing 10,000 person crowds, but locally, there's nothing. There is absolutely nothing, and it just makes it extremely hard to get out there. But I write. I'm a composer and a producer.
Mm-hmm. And very talented at that.
Well, thank you. And I've made compositions for several short movies and commercials. And, it does bring in some money here and there, but even that nowadays is not going any further. Because they're just not asking for the work.
Yeah. As far as the large venues, the Times Union Center, the arenas have all been closed down for months.
Right.
The big name bands and personalities are not appearing locally anymore. They're doing everything virtually.
Right. They're doing it virtually.
Yeah. Absolutely on TV. No crowds. It's like Major League Baseball. They're playing a baseball game. No fans.
Yeah.
It's a whole different world, and yes. It's not a good world.
No,
not at all.
No,
we need interaction, and our subject for today, love, and understanding love. How can you have love virtually?
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and this is it's amazing that people. Well, let me get on to the next segment here, a portion of this particular conversation. Because I'm going to mention, finally, the men and women who serve in our military, police, and fire departments, they all go to work every single day, never knowing whether it may be their last. Now, I want to point again, remember the definition of greater love.
Mm-hmm.
And if you forgot the last segment or you missed the last segment, greater love has no man... than he who would lay down his life for his friend. Okay, now, let's just take out of that a friend, okay? Because this person is going to work every single day, not even knowing. He doesn't know you from iota,
mm-hmm. Okay? I agree. They give selflessly of themselves.
Right, and irregardless as to whether he or she knows you or not, they're putting their lives in the way. So I don't think, this is definitely a way that these people are showing their love for you, our nation, your community, and,
They are, and in a very big way.
Yeah.
Where would we be without them?
Likewise, you
Without
know.
the police department, the fire department,
Yeah, and you know,
paramedics, ambulance. I mean, the list goes on and on.
yeah, well, Mike and I were in the military. We're veterans, okay?
From years ago, but yes.
Well, yeah. yeah. We don't like to say years ago, but yeah.
All right, decades ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and that made it even worse.
I didn't get to the half century mark yet, so we're lucky.
We're like, but it would be easy for us to take a look at the officer that's sitting there eating a a donut and drinking coffee while he's on a traffic stop and say, oh, there's our your average Joe, sitting there on citizens' tax dollars having a break,
Yeah.
But then it snaps back at me that just last year we had a New York trooper that
This is
was
the one
on,
on the thruway that you were referring to,
yeah,
yes.
that was on a that made a was on a traffic stop, had to pull over a speeder, okay, and while he was getting the documents from that particular traffic stop, he was hit by,
And killed.
yeah, well, that's what I was getting to. He was hit by another person while he was getting the documents, purposely.
That's pure evil.
Yeah, that's pure evil, and he was killed. Now they did track down that particular plate numbers and
Yes, they
everything,
did.
cause.
He was convicted. He's in prison where it belongs.
But that still doesn't it doesn't fix the fact that that trooper's killed.
Correct. And
You
the
know?
family's always going to go without him. Tragic.
Yeah.
It was tragic that somebody would even think of doing that.
Right. And that's just one example,
You'd
you
think if
know.
anybody was going to be that angry, it would be the person getting the ticket, not the person driving by.
Right.
But like I said, that was pure evil.
And this is the kind of the examples that I'm talking about. That's that he got up that morning and went to work again, not even knowing whether it was going to be his last.
They do that every day.
Yep.
They do it every single day.
Yeah.
We have the local police around here, and they face, I mean, they don't face around here what they face in the big cities on a daily basis, but they certainly could. We've had high speed pursuits here. There's been times where we see them going around the island speeding and then going back up and taking off over the bridge, and it can happen anywhere. And no one ever knows. They don't know. We don't know. And with the trooper that was unfortunately killed on the thruway, had no idea really.
Right.
No idea. I mean, it had to be rough on his family, just sudden going. I mean, if someone is sick and the doctor tells you, well, he's only going to be living another couple of months, you come to expect it. But when you get a phone call and all of a sudden your loved one is just gone, it's a major life event. It's a bad life event.
Right.
And for that to happen so on purpose and with such evil intent makes it even worse.
Right.
Makes it even.
So, just getting back to the fact that these are the definitions of the greater love that we're talking about. We just want you to know that, when you're looking at all the things that are happening in the world today, and the fact that we are just bombarded with all this evil, that like you said, Mike, remember the people that that are out there trying to help you every single day.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what love that they're pouring out.
It would
And
be
it's.
a good thing for all of us to remember that.
And also, I also need to let's leave this note out there too, is the fact that I realize it's very hard for us to deal with COVID-19 and the fact that we're stuck in our houses every single day. It's very easy to get self-absorbed because we're so, stuck in this environment. We are, I realize that. It's very easy. There's been a lot of drunkenness, a lot of people on drugs. There's been a lot of people who have killed themselves. There's been a lot of divorces. There's been just so much that has gone on because of being locked up into their houses and everything. This without employment, with, get out. just get out and just,
Look at the suicide. Look at the suicide rate.
yeah, that's what I said, killing themselves. That's what I said. Just get out and, take a walk, breathe for a little bit, even if it's only around your house, get some fresh air and say hello to a couple people or whatever. And even if it's,
I do that when I walk over to your house.
Even if it's 20 feet away, say hello to somebody else, whatever.
Absolutely.
And let them know that you can be a friend. And with that, I think I'll end this segment. And we send our love out to everybody else out there. And
yes, we do.
You guys have a great day. And enjoy every single day that you can. And this is G-May.
And this is Magic Mike as we wrap it up for another episode. We'll talk to you next week. Stay safe, everybody.
Keep your feet on the ground.
And keep reaching for the stars.